This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Murph. Good morning, Lady Gaga. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Lady Gaga, but good morning, Dollface. Good morning, Tim.
Can I just say...
Good morning, Joysters, before we start. Can I just say, Lady Gaga, what an exquisite creature. I'm 100% Team Gaga now, again. She's redeemed herself.
Why? What, because of what?
I just think the songs off the latest album
are
making me very happy.
You won't hear a lot of it here on Joy unless there's a good remix of it.
Well, that's going to
give me a million reasons why not. Ba-dum, boom, bam. No, you don't understand. No,
that's one of the songs.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Sorry. It hasn't been released yet, so not anyone knew that what you were doing. Well,
hey, can I just mention this morning?
It's been all over the charts.
It's been all over the charts.
Has it? Yeah. Oh, sorry, only me.
Yeah.
Can I just say this morning, good morning, Anna Murphy. Good morning to your hot chocolate that you spilled all over yourself when you dropped it in the street in Bourke Street this morning. And haven't we heard that story once or twice since we've been in here? What? Yep.
Do you know the thing about that is, though, that I get up.
The universe taking the hot chocolate
as the woman in the team.
Yes.
I get up a little earlier than I need to on a Friday morning so that I can get ready to go to work in my corporate gig after this.
Yes.
And then I drive out of the way.
It's not really out of the way.
It's out of the way.
No,
I could just drive down Chapel Street, but I have to go round the long way.
Well, you could stop at the McDonald's in Chapel Street.
Oh, I can't. I've got to get out of the car. We don't do that.
Lazy.
Darling, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Don't lazy me.
And then I get the skinny hot chocolate, light on the chocolate from the same guy every week, which is lovely.
Lovely
actually,
little
by
Indian
the way. Guy. Hello, if you're listening, you won't be. But. And then I go, and then Dean Murphy's never ready. And I rang four times this morning because we had to be here early.
I was trying to print stuff off for the little mix interview.
And then he goes, oh, what, doll? And I'm out the front, oh, what, hi? And I'm like, I've been ringing.
You're looking at Tim like he's a counsellor. He's not going to help you through this.
Just let me finish.
Yeah, okay.
I'm enjoying the story.
And then he comes down the stairs and then gets in the car. And I'm like, where were you? Oh, my phone is on silent, whatever. He's got his hot chocolate, as always, every week. Last week he picked me up once in a blue moon and no hot chocolate because, doll, that's out of my way. And then we get in and it's raining and I get the umbrella and
Christ,
we're walking down the street
go
and I'm protecting my brother's hair from the rain and then he walks across and he's fine to go into the shop and I've got the brolly and I'm trying to shut it and I knocked my hot chocolate out of my hand all over me.
Not only did it land on the ground, it spurted back up into the umbrella.
It's all over the umbrella.
Yeah.
It's all over me. And then he's like, oh, get over it. It's just a hot chocolate.
No, you don't understand the pain.
I know the pain.
I saw it in your face. I took a photo of it, actually. I'm going to put it on our Facebook page.
I came out of the 7-Eleven and these two are standing on the street. Dean's taking your photo. You're going to have to post it.
I'm going to post it.
But it was just
fabulous.
Like chocolate tears running down the drain.
It was.
And for the Joysters, every single time, every Friday morning in here when I try and open a yogurt, it goes all over me. So Tim's walks past me casually, goes, get a yogurt.
How do your work colleagues, do they sort of sniff you as they get in there?
Got a scratch and sniff, doll.
Stale milk.
I hope they don't.
You spill your BM on you.
Yeah. I think mothers of babies usually go through this,
anyway.
Not 43-year-old women.
Anyway.
Oh, who's this?
Well, if you're paying attention, listen up, people, because Cruz Beckham, Victoria and David Beckham's little 11-year-old kid, got a new Christmas track out.
That's lovely.
Shall we have a listen to it?
I like the bells.
Let's have a listen.
Sort of sings like his mum.
There's barely a talent there, is there?
The talent's all in the look, isn't it, doll?
It's all in
and
the look.
And the gene pool.
And
but God love his cotton
God, give
socks.
It a red hot go out there,
wouldn't
isn't
we
it?
All have loved to have been able to release a Christmas single
absolutely.
At age 11? And the Beckhams have come under fire.
Oh, absolutely.
For, you know, pimping him out to the record industry.
Piers Morgan.
Oh, but
said,
he's a loser anyway. A loser. Look, I think whatever. And you, David Beckham posted a video of Cruz listening on the radio for the first time and he's dressed in his uniform to go to school and he looks so chuffed.
If I had three kids, I'd pimp them out too. One would be a tennis player, one would be a singer and one would be a celebrity chef.
I salute.
They do well.
Well, my stepdaughter actually keeps saying to us when we're cooking like sausage rolls or scones, she's like, "Can we video this and put it on YouTube?" I'm like, "I'm sure we've got it. We have to do something better than sausage rolls and scones."
No, don't. Just anything. Start
with
anything. Just go.
Ava's Kitchen. Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey, I like it too.
It's got a great name.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay, we're in.
Joy 94.9. How did we not know they were in town?
Well, I did, but no one wanted to come to the concert with me.
I would have gone with you.
No, you don't. This is a very similar conversation that I have with you about many things, including this year's Kris Kringle.
I thought we were going. You didn't mention. Oh, have we got issues on the Kris Kringle?
Well, it's just that when it comes, like when it's when it's earlier, and I'm trying to prepare for things, like when concert tickets go on sale.
Yeah, but you never mentioned about them.
Yeah, well, I did, and this
did
is
you?
The same.
No,
as
I don't think you did, because you're not really big on Keith Urban.
Yeah, I love him.
Do you? Yeah. I love Carrie Underwood. So why wouldn't we have gone? That would have been the perfect concert ticket place
to
go.
And this is anyway,
what's happening with the Kris Kringle thing?
And so Kris Kringle's exactly the same. So we try to talk about it a while ago, and it happens every year. And then the other day when I ring to tell you that
you're holding on tight,
you've been...
It's that hot chocolate.
Because you're annoying the hell out of me at the moment.
Really? Okay. So it's hard to do a show when someone's really driving you crazy.
Yeah. This is what happens when you work with the siblings. For anyone at home, this is a community service announcement. Do not do it.
Half the audience that just have never heard the show before just went, oh, that's right, they're siblings. Because you don't talk like this to people that you... just know in the story.
Can I give a word to the audience out there for a second? Mm. Now, in pre-production before going to air, I said, guys, you've got about a minute and a half. Let's talk about Carrie Underwood and Keith Urban, and somehow we jumped to Kris Kringle.
Our family woes, isn't it? Yeah, it's good to get it off your chest sometimes.
No, we've got
you asked
time.
Me what was happening in my world.
Do you know what? I don't care anymore because the news is on. It's more important.
Time for the news.
Enjoy. Time for the news. There's a new Scrabble game.
Oh, yes. Murphy.
And it's a U Butte version of Scrabble.
It is indeed. Like when I first looked at this, I thought I rolled and said to Tim, "Oh, God's sake.
Fair crack of the whip.
You know, Scrabble, we need to have another version of it, do we? We need another version of Scrabble because people can't do proper English these days."
But then I realised
it's all about slang, Aussie slang, and I love that.
I think
Bonza.
It's great. But I have used words, the variety of colourful Aussie words such as, and this is where it caught me off guard a little bit. They've said here, wowser, bogan. Well, we use bogan. I've never used wowser, though. Drongo.
I've said you're a drongo.
You're a drongo.
Fed income.
We've used all of these. Galah. You don't usually.
You're a galah.
I don't know if you ever said that.
No, but old school is.
Okay, well, there's a few in there that we say.
Gobsmacked, we say a lot. Larrikin, yes.
Yeah.
Mates, I thought was an interesting. Look, wouldn't mates be in there anyway?
You would think it would just be in there. Yeah.
I'll tell you what else is in there. Grouse and dunny.
Grouse and dunny.
Yeah.
Grouse.
Dunny. Just feels good to say it. Now, everyone at home, just say it. Grouse.
That's a really grouse dunny.
Grouse. Yeah. That's a grouse dunny, really grouse dunny, mate. Anyway, whatever.
So we thought we'd do our own version of Scrabble this morning, just because we don't want to, you know.
Being Australia's only LGBTQ, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, radio station. Well, I was going to say
alphabet.
A for alphabet and whatever. Anyway, we decided to set up the first
LGBTIQ Scrabble game. And all you got to do is send in words which are gay words.
Gay words. Gay Scrabble.
Can be absolutely anything. Tim, do you have one?
Oh,
donut punch.
Wow, I don't know whether we said crude Scrabble words. Oh.
No.
Just Scrabble words. Like hot pants.
Like what, Kylie Minogue?
Glitterball.
Come on, surely we could do better than that.
Glamazon.
Mince.
There you go.
There you go. Now we've kicked it off. Come on.
All right. Listen, we're enticed to the listeners because they're more educated than we are. And they will be able to come up with far greater gay Scrabble words.
And do you know what?
We've got a pancake parlor voucher to give away worth $50. They've upped the stakes on pancake parlor. Could you actually get through $50 worth of pancakes?
That's a truckload of pancakes.
Well, as we've learned, it's not just pancakes there. You can get breakfast, kids.
You'll spend a grouse time in the dunny afterwards.
Oh, wait.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
Back on track with the gay LGBTIQ Scrabble game. Just send three of your gay words and we'll see whether we can put them all in. We'll put them all into the draw and you chance to win the pancake parlor voucher coming up real next. That's great.
Real
and
next.
Give me words. Throw
hey,
me
they're
words.
Real good words. That's mate, real good. Real good.
Shut up. It's the LGBTIQ Scrabble game.
That's
and we've got
exactly
lots
right.
of messages coming through. If you want to win yourself a pancake parlor voucher worth
$50.
Just send in your gay words for our new gay Scrabble.
And we've got Mick has sent in Woolly Woofter.
Woolly Woofter.
He said Willy Woofter, but we used to say Woolly Woofter. So I don't know. And Foster. What about Foster? No, but that's more Australian. See, Mick, you did what I did.
Mick.
I was getting confused and I was throwing in things like beauty, but that's not gay. This
no,
is gay, though.
Gay.
Hello, gorgeous. That's from Alexis Kiara. Love your show. Well, we love you. And this one came through from Chris, simply said joy.
Oh, we had this one from Donald that said spirit fingers. Yeah, that's kind of good. And Patrick said yes.
Yes. And
yes.
This one, morning, guys. How about fabulous?
Oh, that's fabulous.
And stunning.
Love it.
That's from Darren from Carrum Downs.
Thanks, guys. We are in the middle of getting our LGBTIQ Scrabble game set up, Anna Murphy. We
yes,
need all
we
the
are.
Words. We're looking for gay words.
We've got a few more that have come through here. This one says, morning, rat bags, loving the music this morning. Gay Scrabble words, power bottom and twink.
Ooh, or twunk. He's got twunk here. What's
twunk.
A twunk?
We were going to keep it
what
nice.
What the hell is a twunk?
And then you've asked for a Delta song after
you've
that.
Just lost
That's
us.
Disgusting.
You lost us.
Mick said, in reference to when I read out Foster, thinking he was trying to be Australian.
Yeah, like Foster.
He said, oops, I meant Fister.
Oh, well,
hey,
there
you
go.
Guys,
keep
come
it
on.
Clean.
Like,
keep it clean.
Oh, and this one, top, bottom, rice, queen size, queen muscle, Mary. Oh, are you right?
All in one sentence. Love that song. And you tried to impregnate into our producer's head then that the chorus is, I am a dirty whore.
I would like to congratulate you on hitting a note.
Oh, wow.
That was actually really
good. That was actually quite good. Yeah, no, because anyone that's been following the Bouncing Ball of this show for the past 5 odd years, when we started on evenings... drive that song just came out and I came back with cups of tea from down in the kitchen and of course I wouldn't have taken them into the studio but I walked in to the studio after placing them outside the studio and thought that Sia had said I am a dirty whore in that thing so I've never been able to unhear that neither has Dean Murphy because I don't let him
and now nor has Tim
well I'm trying. But he's being stubborn.
Yeah,
do you know now
lyrics.
Everyone knows?
I just hear the lyrics as they are.
You know, everyone listening to this show over the years now knows where the filth comes from.
I know.
Yeah. That thing sitting over there with the pretty blonde hair.
It's not been programmed well, my head.
And the chocolate stain.
The chocolate
stain.
And, yeah, I think when God was making me, he just went, this will be funny. I'm just going to stick all that in her head and see what happens. Would you be sitting back like a proud father admiring your work or would you be going, well, that was a bad idea?
Oh, no.
I overshot there.
I think he was drunk.
I think he's having a good old laugh.
He'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. You've got a look of mischief about you.
No, it's because you know how you tell me I'm always preoccupied, I'm always on the phone, never paying attention.
Why would I do that?
Well, yesterday I actually thought about it and I thought you're right because yesterday I had to go for an ENT specialist. I've had massive sinus problems as we all have.
As the rest of Melbourne.
And losing my voice every 2 seconds.
As
so it's
the rest
it's
of
hard when you're talking on the radio and you lose your voice. But anyway.
It's dreadful.
So yesterday I had my appointment and it was in a certain street in Melbourne. Anyway. So the street was called Gibbs Street. It's actually where the Laird Hotel is, right?
All right.
Well, that's what I saw on the referral for this ENT. I just saw Gibbs Street. I went, oh, okay, yeah, cool. I know where Gibbs Street is. So I turn up to Gibbs Street and I turn up to the address and I'm on the phone and I'm like, oh, yeah, I just need to get in there and do this, whatever. So I walk in the front door and it's a townhouse. I thought, oh, he must be really, you know, it's a good looking townhouse, whatever. Walk in the door. And as I walked in, I was like, oh, on the phone, I'm talking. I thought, oh, that waiting room looks like a little lounge room. That's set up quite well. And then I thought, because it was on the first floor. So I just walked straight up the stairs and I'm on the phone, I'm chatting away and I went around the corner and I'm like, hang on a sec, this is a bit weird. And I'm like, hang on, what? Oh, I'm in someone's house.
Are you idiot?
In a townhouse in Gibbs Street. And I just went, I've got to get out of here. I look like a burglar. Like, I just raced out the door.
Did you see anyone?
No, because then I looked on the shed. I said, where am I? And I went, oh, my God, there's a Gibbs Street in East Melbourne, which is like 3 streets away.
Oh, my God.
Where the hospital is. Didn't look like a hospital. It was a townhouse. There's someone's... Yeah, anyway. So after that, I walked out and I got in the car and I thought, geez, Anna Murphy's right. I really don't pay much attention.
You don't pay attention at all. I was expecting that you were going to say you weren't paying attention and you accidentally walked into the Laird.
That would have
been
more fun.
At like 12 o'clock lunchtime.
Yeah, lunch, imagine
could have got
that.
A bourbon.
Oh, it'd be sweaty, sticky floors at lunchtime, wouldn't it?
Something was brought to my attention via the Herald Sun this morning.
Which must be real.
Well, this is actually that's actually going to work for me if you can't believe what you read. Anyway, so I've been with my partner now for 18 months, and we've had some...
Congratulations! Do you get the clap for that?
No, I wasn't looking for that. I wasn't looking. Anyway, thank you. Thanks. Hello, Lucas, if you're listening. And he should be. But anyway, we've had disagreements about how to pronounce...
Certain things. Well, he's a boy from the bush and you're a city slicker.
That's right. And one of the sticking points has always been the way he says Layla or Keela.
Keela.
And I'm like, it's Laylor. Ooh, it's Keela. Okay. It's not. Anyway, in the paper... Yesterday, I think it was.
Oh.
Says it goes without saying, and it actually has the people from the areas highlighting the way they say things.
Well, that's not
and
really.
Layla has come in. Laylor.
So it is
they
Layla.
Say it's Layla, not Laylor.
Yeah, but most of the people out of Laylor are like your boyfriend, Lucas.
Oh,
they?
Dear.
The country kids. So it's going to be Layla.
These are the people that live there.
Sheila.
There's another one. So congratulations. So I'm apologising humbly on air, Lucas. I'm sorry.
What are the other ones?
I've been misguided. The other ones. This one struck me as very weird. Ballan. I've always said Ballan, and they call it Balan.
Balan. Oh, they've tried to posh it.
They've
up.
Tried to posh that up.
Yeah.
And then there's Reservoir. It's not Reservoir.
Oh, what about this one? Kahuna. Not Kahuna.
No, it's Kuna.
Kuna.
I've been up there and they've said that it's not Kahuna. It's Kuna. That's how you say Kuna.
But that doesn't really, it's not necessarily.
It's not the way it's spelt.
That's not the way it's spelt. I think they've tweaked it to suit themselves.
Pran, not Pran, which we all know that anyway. Yes. That's fine. And Bairnsdale's an interesting one because they say Bairnsdale.
Bairnsdale?
Bairnsdale.
Oh, dear.
I think them country people have got some issues.
Yeah, good morning,
Lucas.
Oh,
sorry. And it's people from the country, not country people. Sorry.
Oh, you're going down in flames.
I am so...
Can't wait to see you out at the Romsey pub on the weekend.
Yeah, with all your friends.
It'll be like a witch hunt. String her up. Hey, Smurfalicious.
Yes.
Joy 94.9 is made possible with thanks to over 300 volunteers who work very hard every day of the week to keep us out loud and proud on air and online.
This week, we'd like to thank Anastasia. Oh, good on you, mate.
Babes?
She's going to be in here in a minute, I think.
Anastasia's been volunteering with Joy since 2006.
No, I'm allowed because she told me I sound like a very good great
now,
girl.
Now, hang on a sec. She's won Volunteer of the Week. Right.
She's been volunteering since 2010.
Yeah, but she nicked off for a year and a half, two years.
Okay.
Like, she's only just been back 2 weeks. What, are we just willy-nilly just giving out awards to people?
What are you whinging about? Are you jealous over
there? Has she put
in
the hard yards?
Oh, God, Tim. Get him.
I'll pull out my violin.
52 weeks
of
the year.
What's that sound?
52 weeks of the year we've done.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, good on you,
Anastasia. No one hears our cries. This is like we do the show in space.
Steal your limelight.
No one can hear.
However,
Anastasia and Warren have a new drive show on Tuesday Drive, which is going to be fabulous.
Listen,
she is very funny.
In all seriousness, she is willing always to help fill weekday shifts on short notice on top of her regular Friday
Sometimes
morning shift. She's professional, reliable, fun, and always pleasant to
work
with.
Oh, good
on your mate.
She's funny.
I'm sorry, Anastasia, about
don't
these
know
two.
Sorry. From everyone
course,
at Joy, thank you, Anastasia. Can she have the Murphy's Law clap while I finish?
Yeah,
to learn
you.
More about volunteering at Joy, head to joy.org.au/volunteers.
Thanks, babes. Anna Murphy, we're so lucky. We've got the world's biggest girl group, Little Mix, on the phone. And Jade, who is one of the members. Jade, good morning.
Good morning. You all right?
We're so excited because here at Joy, we play so much Little Mix. We're like Little Mix coming out of our Little Mixes, aren't we, Anna Murphy?
We are indeed. I love it. Wings was like our theme song for this show for a long time.
Yeah, it was great. Now, listen, Jade, in 2011, you girls kicked off, obviously with X Factor. You're the only group so far to ever win the competition. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Right.
That's exciting. Now, but from 2011 to 2016, so much has happened. You've had platinum albums. You've been nominated for Brit Awards. How has your life, Jade, changed in that period of time?
It's just crazy. I think even now, it still, like, doesn't feel real. Like, it's happened so quickly and, it's just overnight. it still hasn't really sunk in, like, what's happening in my life.
Yeah, it does.
It does seem like, to me,
it seemed like it was overnight as well, but it's been it's nearly 6 years, isn't it? So time flies when you're at the top of the tree, Jade.
It definitely does. I think as well, like, we have sort of worked our way up, so it's weird that it's still kind of getting bigger and bigger, especially for, like, a girl band and an X Factor act still be, like, going strong after, like, 5 years is really bizarre. But, yeah, we're very lucky.
It's amazing, and I don't think a lot of people here would know the background, or if they do, but you were considered pretty much you would have been the underdogs in that competition, and you'd started in separate groups anyway. So you've sort of, like, had three chances through that experience. That you must just feel like you're really lucky to have got through all that, you guys.
Yeah, we were solo artists and we got sent home, like, three times on the show and then got put in Little Mix.
Persistence is the key, Jade.
Yeah, I mean, we were literally, like, favourites to leave on the show at the beginning, and then went from that to winning it. And, yeah, it was... We were, like, being the underdog, though, because it's good to prove people wrong and, it makes you work harder, I think, to always, like, convince people why you should be in the position you're in. So well, I think it's quite like it, to be fair.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say you're proving everyone wrong with the success, so congratulations.
Oh, it's amazing. Look, your first album, studio album, was DNA, which was huge, top 10 in 10 countries around the world. You went on to do Salute, which was the second album in 2013. The third studio album, Get Weird, in 2015, was amazing. We played that to death here at Joy, things like Black Magic and whatever. And now the new album, Glory Days, you've already had this, the first track out of the album, Shout Out to My Ex, has gone crazy right around the world. When you see the growth of it and the excitement behind the releases of the new songs and so forth, how does that make, when you hear it on the radio for the first time, do you still get a little bit of a, wow, that's us?
Yeah, all the time. It is literally mental. it's a very, very shocking. Oh, my God. Sorry, 2 seconds. I've just realised I've got out of my taxi and I've left my house keys.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
That's crazy. Well, we better wind it up. You better get your stuff. Listen, we'll finish the interview ourselves. Why don't you handle what you need to handle, Jade?
Okay, I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Otherwise.
You go and get your keys, all right? And don't forget to pay the cab driver.
I'm going to have to give him a call. Can I ring you back in, like, 2 minutes?
Yeah, sure, we'll wait.
That's fine. We'll just talk about the album and stuff now, actually. Oh, my God. Poor little Jade.
Poor Jade. We didn't make her in the end. We didn't make her call back. She had to try and get her keys back.
Little mix, trying to get out of the cab and not having any money, and then racing around the corner, bailing on the cab driver, and then trying to get into her flat, crawling through a window with those little mixed legs and hands. God.
The poor thing, anyway.
Anyway, it was a terrible interview.
Terrible. And we were really struggling to actually hear poor Jade.
Sidetracked the whole time. Yeah. She's fumbling through her handbag trying to find them. Terrible stuff. Yeah. Anyway.
Why would you want to talk to us on the other side of the planet? 5:50 in the morning, Jade.
If you're a Little Mix fan, don't forget the Little Mix Glory Days tour is heading down under in 2017. All over the place. Melbourne, you'll find it at Margaret Court Arena on Saturday, July 22.
Oh, heaven.
Just before we go to the ad break, I've got a little story for you.
Yes.
Did you say Ghanaian or...
A Ghanaian preach from Ghana.
A Ghanaian preacher bishop, his name's Daniel,
right,
claims he has been blessed with special powers by God to make men's penises larger by massaging their groins with his hands.
We nearly got through a Friday. We nearly had penis-free Friday.
Footage has emerged of the controversial bishop performing this ritual. The video shows Daniel moving around the room full of men, grabbing them each by the crotch. In some cases, he will hold their tallybuckers and give them a little tug, which would usually make them larger. I don't know. I don't know whether there's any mystery or secrets there, but he's pulled it off. It's a YouTube sensation. YouTube sensation.
I just want to know how many of our listeners out there were like, is that an actual job and where do I sign up?
Yes, I think but
he can do anything, this dude. He can actually, if you want a bigger butt, he can give you a bigger butt. Want bigger breasts, he can do that. Want small penis, you can do that. He's got it all. His hands are magical. Magical,
mystical hands.
Wonderful hands.
The penis whisperer.
favourite part of the morning. This is Last Man Standing.
I don't know why I get excited about this. I do. And then I realise just before it starts, I have that moment where I go, oh, I hate this game.
I get a nervous. I have to go for a nervous poo sometimes.
Oh, God. Thank you. We really got through the whole day.
Yeah, whatever. Here we go. Score so far, 13-11.
Yes.
I won last week.
So you'll be kicking us off today. Are you ready for today's topic?
Yes.
Today's topic is food you get after a drunken night out.
Kebab.
Pizza.
KFC.
McDonald's.
Burger King.
Sam's Burgers.
Greek food.
Greek food?
Yeah.
A sausage in a roll.
Bugger.
Congratulations,
oh, thank
Dean.
You.
Well
thank
done.
You.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you lulled me into a false sense of security going, yeah. And then I think he had longer than 3 seconds.
Listen, shut it.
I want to go to the video.
14-11. Thank you for playing, Anna Murphy.
Hey, listen, last night before I went to bed, I happened to turn on the Victoria's Secret parade.
I caught a glimpse of that too. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was prepared to just go, change the channel very quickly.
Mm.
And then I just thought, I found myself thinking, geez, I want to come back as a Victoria's Secret model. That looks like fun. All you have to do is walk around in your knickers and you have a ball, right? But then I got listening, not just watching.
I know where this
listening
is going.
To some of the things that were coming out of the people's
faces. Please share with those who missed it.
So one of them was like, and they're all like, oh, she's the most amazing thing ever. Like, you know, you should see her. She just owns it when she comes out. She's like, that moment before I go on, I really don't think about anything. She wasn't just talking about just walking on stage. She was talking about the lead up to her entire life. And this one also had, imagine going to bed and you're a regular model and then you wake up in the morning and you're an angel. Oh my God. This also was this was the voiceover. Still to come, the largest wings ever to be worn on the runway. Oh my God.
Oh,
and then
I
there's
love it.
When I step on the this was my favorite of all time. A runway appearance might only last a minute, but behind the minute is hours of work. And that actually
what
was
do
a
you
quote.
Mean?
That was a quote from Bruno Mars. He had to wear heels on stage for that. Oh, it was the most ridiculous thing. I've got to say though, Lady Gaga is proving time and time again that live she is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And also The Weeknd was fabulous as well. So I got to see those three acts, but the rest was just such tripe.
It's not good, is
You've
it?
Got nah. Gigi Hadid crying because her sister Bella's in it. Oh, my God, and they put up this photo when they were three and they were dressed like little angels. It's been our dream forever. Do you think that's mummy's dream?
Do you know?
That wasn't your dream at three to be in your knickers in 20s. I'm sure it wasn't.
You've been really bitter this morning since you dropped the hot chocolate on yourself.
I think it's because I watched that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
I think it's because I watched that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Maybe. But thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Hey, we've just had a membership received.
What? Get
as
out.
Well,
someone actually joined during the show. Are you kidding?
Sorry. Did we
what on earth? I want you to send back a message and say, what on earth did... What did you see in this? In the last 2.5 hours.
Hear.
What did you
what
hear
did you
that
hear
resonated that? With you?
Was it,
you?
The, was it the Little Mix interview?
Or is it the fact the fact that we have had, like, you know, equipment problems and we wanted to spend some money to help us fix it?
The great article about the KFC candle?
Or the preacher who was rubbing genitals. Maybe that was it. Anyway, we love your money. Thank you very much. Thank you, Warren.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.